שלום, אנחנו לומדים את ההקדמה לספר פנים מאירות ומסבירות.
Hello, we're reading the introduction to פנים מאירות ומסבירות. We will continue in item 17. You can find it on our websites, Kabbalah Media. Again, introduction to the book פנים מאירות ומסבירות. As always, questions can be sent on Kabbalah TV and may be asked during the lesson. Item 17. Now we can understand the serpent's cunningness, which our sages added and notified us that some clothed in it, meaning because its words were very high. It started with, although God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden, meaning it began to speak with her since the woman was not commanded by the Creator. Hence, it asked her about the modes of scrutiny, meaning how do you know that the tree of knowledge was prohibited? Perhaps all the fruits of the garden were forbidden for you too. And the woman said, of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. You shall not eat of it, neither you shall touch it, lest you die. I'm going to repeat the first paragraph, item 17. Now we can understand the serpent's cunningness, which our sages added and notified us that some clothed in it, meaning because its words were very high. It started with, although God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden, meaning it began to speak with her since the woman was not commanded by the Creator. Hence, it asked her about the modes of scrutiny, meaning, how do you know that the tree of knowledge was prohibited? Perhaps all the fruits of the garden were forbidden for you too. And the woman said, of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.
There are two great precisions here. One, the touching was never forbidden. Hence, why did she add to the prohibition? Two, did she doubt the words of the Creator? The Creator said, you will surely die. And the woman said, lest you die. Could it be that she did not believe the words of the Creator even prior to the sin? Yet, the woman answered it according to the serpent's question. She knew what the Creator had prohibited, that all the trees of the garden are sweet and nice and good to eat. However, she was already close to touching that tree inside the garden and tasted in it a taste that is as hard as death. She herself had proven that by her own observation, there is fear of death even from mere touching. For this reason, she understood the prohibition further than what she heard from her husband, as there is none so wise as the experienced. Lest you die concerns the touching. The answer must have been quite sufficient, for who would interfere and deny another's taste? However, the serpent contradicted her and said, you shall not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened. If you spoke, we didn't hear you.
Where are you exactly now?
Are you reading the book or in the computer?
Computer.
We must make the precision concerning the matter of
from item?
It's in item 17. In the third, first third.
Okay.
Should I continue?
Yep.
Okay. We must make the precision concerning the matter of the opening of the eyes to this place. Indeed, it informed her of a new and sublime matter. It proved to them that it is folly to think that the Creator created something harmful and detrimental in His world. Thus, with respect to the Creator, it is certainly not a bad and harmful thing. Instead, that bitterness that you will taste in it, when even close to touching, is only on your part, since this eating is to notify you of the height of your merit. Thus, it is additional kedusha, holiness, that you need during the act, so your sole aim will be to bring contentment to Him, to keep the aim for which you were created. For this reason, it seems to you as bad and harmful, so you will understand the additional kedusha required of you. For in the day you eat thereof, meaning if the act is in kedusha and purity as clear as day, you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. This means that as it is certainly sweet to the Creator and completely equal, so the good and bad will be to you in complete equivalence, sweet and gentle. It is still possible to doubt the credibility of the serpent, since the Creator did not tell it this Himself. Therefore, the serpent first said, "For God knows that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened." This means that it is not necessary for the Creator to notify you of that, since He knows that if you pay attention to this, to eat on the side of Kedusha, your eyes shall open by themselves, to understand the measure of greatness in it. You will feel wondrous sweetness and gentleness in it. Hence, He does not need to let you know, as for this He instilled in you, the scrutinizing force, that you may know what is to benefit you by yourselves. It is written right after that, "And the woman saw that the tree was good to eat, and that it was a delight to the eyes." This means that she did not rely on His words, but went and examined with her own mind and understanding, and sanctified herself with additional kedusha to bring contentment to the Creator, in order to complete the aim desired of her, and not at all for herself. At that time, her eyes were opened, as the serpent had said, and the woman saw that the tree was good to eat. In other words, by seeing that it was a delight to the eyes, before she even touched it, she felt great sweetness and lust. When her eyes saw by themselves that she had not seen such a desirable thing in all the trees of the garden, she also learned that the tree was good for knowledge, meaning that the tree is far more to crave and covet in this tree than in all the trees of the garden. This refers to knowing that they were created for this act of eating, and that this is the whole purpose, as the serpent had revealed to her. After all these absolute scrutinies, she took of its fruit and ate, and gave also to her man with her, and he ate. The text accurately writes, "with her," meaning with the pure intention only to bestow and not for her own sake. This is the meaning of the words, "and gave to her man with her," meaning with her in Kedusha.
Well, he explains these things here that are, we didn't ever study it in such a way, such a language of the what's written in the Torah, but the things are clear. The will to receive that is revealed in man divides a person into, first of all, into Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava. It divides everything to the still vegetative, animate, and speaking. That the general will to receive is called the serpent. And it is actually constantly escorting man in order to develop him. Imagine what would have happened if to man if he wasn't managed by the serpent. That's why it says that the serpent came before and says that God knows that the day you ate from it, your eyes will open. Meaning, the serpent, in a methodical way, it's the will to receive, comes and works according to the plan of creation from the Creator, that he has to bring man to a degree that on one hand he'll be the lowest of all, on the other hand, the most exalted. And then it turns out that man, through those, I don't know, scissors, how should I say it? He can grab all of creation. And in the most exalted place, he's actually touching divinity. And in the lowest place, he is in all the klipot. And by that, he can connect all of reality within him. That's why, except for man, nothing was created. That is all. And only he is what we need to correct. What else? Well, let's see questions. Hebrew 10. Hebrew 10, can't hear you.
Thank you, Rav. I noticed that every day I make that sin of the serpent. And he says here that the Creator instills in us the scrutinizing force. What is the scrutiny we have to do in order not to make that sin?
First of all, in order to sin, you have to be righteous already. So don't worry. You're not sinning. You understand? You were born in the sin, you're living in the sin, and you're continuing with the sin. It's not like you have a state that you're sinning, that meaning that you fell from a state you had and truly became as a sinner. A sinner is not, it's not simple. We have to work a lot in order to reach a state that a person is a sinner. So, first of all, don't worry. You're not a sinner. That's it. It's like a criminal who only does crimes from morning to night, and then suddenly he'll say, I made a sin. Well, it's your life. You're in this. So first of all, relax. That's one thing. Second, if you're asking, so how not to sin? So first of all, for that, you have to rise to a degree where you don't sin. That degree is the degree of bestowal. Because if you're in reception, so for sure, you are sinning. Because each and every action of reception is called a sin. What can you do? Ita four.
Che cosa significa che la donna mangiò il frutto con?
What is the meaning of the woman eating the fruit with the intention to give contentment to the Creator?
We're speaking about Zon, Zeranpin, and Malchut, and it's kind of difficult now to start scrutinizing it because we didn't learn about those systems of the relationships between a man or a husband, the wife, Zeranpin, Malchut, Adam and Eve. That's why I don't know how to explain it for now. First, let's get used to this language, just the language. the way it is, gradually we'll start coming closer to the story. And from the story, we can start understanding about what discernment in us it is pointing to. That's why if we speak too much, we won't understand anything. So, United VG3.
Можно так сказать, что хитрый змей — это злое начало.
Can it be said that the woman is the corrected desire and the tree is the Torah?
For now, let's gradually approach the story and see how it's clothed on our life, on us. That's it. It'll happen within a short while. PT 26.
The rest of the tree of the garden.
What are the trees of the garden? What did he ask?
What are the rest of the trees of the garden? You have the tree of knowledge. What are the rest of the trees of the garden?
I didn't hear him good.
The friend is asking, what are the rest of the trees of the garden besides the tree of knowledge?
Oh, except for the tree of knowledge. Yeah, there are more trees. There are all kinds of other qualities that don't directly belong to the tree of knowledge, good and evil. They are also part of the Garden of Eden. Santiago. I guess not. Oh, and let's keep going. 18, right?
Yeah.
We're not done with all these items first. We'll understand it better. Well, let's go from start to finish, and then we'll repeat it all. Please.
This is a long item, so I'm going to read it bit by bit, and you will stop because it's endless here.
Okay.
Item 18. Now we come to the heart of the matter and the mistake that concerned his leg. This tree of knowledge of good and evil was mixed with the vacant space, meaning with the gadlut, adulthood or greatness, from the gadlut form of reception upon which there was the tzimtzum, restriction, and from which the upper light departed. It has also been explained that Adam HaRishon did not have any of the gadlut form of reception in his structure, which extends from the vacant space. Instead, he extended solely from the system of Kedusha, concerned only with bestowal.
We learned that from the study of the Ten Sfirot, that the Adam HaRishon, the first man, was born from the scrutinies that you can scrutinize after all the worlds that he remained from. That's why he was born in sanctity and only afterwards entered the world to receive, fell in there, and started working according to that desire. Please.
It is written in the Zohar Kedoshim that Adam HaRishon had nothing of this world. For this reason, the tree of knowledge was forbidden to him, as his root and the whole system of Kedusha are separated from the Sitra Acha due to their disparity of form, which is the separation. Thus, he too was commanded and warned about connecting to it, as thus he would be separated from his holy root and die like the Sitra Acha and the Klipot, which are dead due to their oppositeness and separation from the Kedusha and the life of lives. However, Satan, which is Sam, the angel of death that clothed in the serpent, came down and enticed Eve with the lie in its mouth, "You shall not surely die." It is known that any lie does not stand if it is not preceded by words of truth. Hence, it started with a true word and revealed to her the purpose of creation that came only to correct this tree, meaning to invert the great vessels of reception to the side of bestowal. This is the meaning of what our sages said to her, that it said to her that God had eaten from this tree and created the world, meaning looked at the matter in the form of the end of an act is in the preliminary thought, and for this reason he has created the world. As we have seen above, the whole matter of the first Tzimtzum was only for man, who is destined to equalize the form of reception to bestowal. This was the truth. For this reason, it succeeded and the woman believed it, when she prepared herself to receive and enjoy solely in order to bestow. You find that at any rate, evil vanished from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of knowledge of good remained. This is because the evil there is only the disparity of form of reception for oneself, which was imprinted in him, but with reception in order to bestow. Thus, he is brought to his complete perfection, and you find that she made the great unification as it should be at the end of the act. However, that sublime Kedusha was still untimely. She was only fit to endure it in the first eating, but not in the second eating. I will explain to you that one who avoids a passion before one has tasted and grown accustomed is not like one who avoids a passion, having tasted and become connected to it. The first can certainly avoid once and for all, but the other must exert to retire from one's craving bit by bit until he completes the matter. So it is here. Since the woman had not yet tasted from the tree of knowledge, she was completely in bestowal. It was easy for her to perform the first eating in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator in absolute Kedusha. But after she tasted it, a great desire and coveting for the tree of knowledge was made in her until she could not retire from her craving, since matters had gone out of her control. This is why our sages said that she ate prematurely, meaning before it was ripe, before they acquired strength and power to rule over their desire. This is similar to what our sages said in Masechet Yevamot, according to Abba Shaul, who said that one who marries his dead brother's wife for beauty and for lust is as one who blemishes the pubis. They said, the first intercourse is forbidden because of the second intercourse. This is the meaning of what our sages said, I have eaten and I shall eat more. This means that even when he had explicitly heard that the Creator was in wrath with him, he still could not retire from it, since the lust had already been connected to him. You find that the first eating was on the side of Kedusha, and the second eating was in great filth. Now we can understand the severity of the punishment of the tree of knowledge, for which all people are put to death. This death extends from eating it, as the Creator had warned him. In the day you eat from it, you will surely die. The thing is that the gadlut form of reception extends into his limbs from the vacant space, and from the tzimtzum onward, it is no longer possible for it to be under the same roof with the upper light. Hence, that eternal breath of life, expressed in the verse, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, had to leave there and depend on a slice of bread for its transient sustenance. This life is not eternal life as before, when it was for himself. Rather, it is similar to sweat of life, a life that has been divided into tiny drops, where each drop is a fragment of his previous life. This is the meaning of the sparks of souls that were spread throughout his progeny. Thus, in all his progeny, all the people in the world, in all the generations, through the last generation, which concludes the purpose of creation, are one long chain. It follows that the acts of the Creator did not change at all by the sin of the tree of knowledge. Rather, this light of life that came at once in Adam HaRishon extended and stretched into a long chain, revolving on the wheel of transformation of forms until the end of correction. There is no cessation for a moment, since the actions of the Creator must be alive and enduring, and sanctity is raised, not lowered. As is the case of man, so is the case with all the creatures in the world, because they all descended from an eternal and general form on the wheel of transformation of form, as did man. Both man and the world have an inner value and an outer value. The external always ascends and descends according to the internal. And this is the meaning of, in the sweat of your brow shall you eat bread, instead of the previous breath of life that the Creator had breathed in his nostrils. There is now a sweat of life in his nostrils.
Okay. We read it. It's a very long part of this introduction. Obviously, we don't really understand it, but the whole story itself, we should know the way he's telling it to us. Afterwards, we're going to start going into scrutinies gradually. It's not so important for us right now, as it is to know that all these things that we learn here, we will learn them later. And that the story itself will be clarified to us. If there's something you want to ask in general about this whole matter, please, Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Shalom, Rav. ¿Es apropiado pensar de forma general que el árbol del conocimiento del...
Hello, Rav. Is it true to think in generally that the tree of knowledge of good and evil refers to knowing, to the will to receive and the will to bestow? Is this so? If this is so, then is the wisdom of Kabbalah the cure to what happened in the Garden of Eden?
Yeah, correct. Everything you said is correct. Yep. Ita 4.
Rav. E quindi noi quando saremo capaci di superare il secondo morso del frutto, cioè la volontà?
When will we be able to get over the second eating from the fruit so we don't receive for ourselves?
Meaning, when can we go into the first restriction, right? That what tastes good to me, I restrict for, in order to be in bestowal, right? That the bestowal will be more taste better than reception. That is only by the light that reforms, only by me being connected in a group, and through them to receive the light that reforms.
Ashkelon. Rav, ma ze musagim ele?
Rav, what are these terms? Lest you will die, or you shall die? Or...
We will scrutinize it. I don't want to get into details now. That's the whole matter of in order to receive and in order to bestow. PT 19.
What caught my eye is that everything he writes here is seemingly the perception of reality from top to bottom.
Yeah.
What also caught my attention is that he says that it is folly to think that there's anything bad in the world from the perspective of the Creator is not bad at all. It's just the bitterness that was imprinted in him. What does it mean? That's the title of everything he wrote here, that it's folly to think that it created something bad.
Correct, except for our attitude, that our attitude, whatever we have, we need to change from the form of reception to the form of bestowal. Well, let's define it that way. Yep.
So is this a whole process, basically?
That's the whole process. Nothing changes but man's perception.
And the perception of reality.
Yes. Kiev 1.
Если в общем как бы попытаться понять эту картину, которую описывает Бааль Сулам, вот
if we try to understand the picture that Бааль Сулам describes, what does it happen in the system of the worlds, the relationships he describes of the Tzimtzum and all that? How is this all connected?
It happens in Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, called Bina of Olam Atzilut, or in Olam HaBriya. Well, we'll speak about it. In short, not in our will to receive. Not in our will to receive, but only in the will to bestow. That the will to receive that was created was on the degree of bestowal, and then it kept developing and ruining, corrupting, and reaching the form of reception. And then all of the degrees it had previously from those degrees of bestowal are in him. And now we have to awaken those degrees and use them.
А вот это вот колесо изменений, о котором он пишет, которое проходит желание путей, это что? Это вообще?
The will of transformation of form that he writes about.
That's our whole work. That's our whole path. Tel Aviv 1.
Rav, is the tree of knowledge his essence, his self?
The tree of knowledge is the entire system of the first nine sfirot.
Mach VG2.
Доброе утро. В продолжение вопроса Влада.
Good morning, Rav. To continue Vlad's question, can it be said that this whole story took place after the first Tzimtzum, but before the second Tzimtzum?
Not exactly. We will learn about it. Because what happens to us from the first restriction, the second restriction, the shattering, and so on. We're not speaking of man, but first it's in the worlds, and then what happened in man. So first we still have to see how we connect one with the other. How we connect them together. And we will go to the next part of the lesson of Matan Torah.
And before that, we'll sing a song together.
Caer y tu primavera es mi florecer, tu guerra es mi guerra también, y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha u alayla sheli, yareach mane gam lecha veli. Haemet shebecha zo haemet shebi. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, ze ani veata. בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Tu sol es en mí una gran luz, y tu lluvia es como un manantial. Tu casa es un ancla de amor, ese que hay en ti y que está en mí. הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי. Tu miedo es un temblor en mí, y tu mundo es todo para mí. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד. רק ביחד נגיע. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos, todos juntos.